After killing Lavanasura, Shatrughna settled at Madhuban, residing there with his army and followers. He built a great city called Madhupuri, which soon became highly prosperous. It was only after 12 years that Shatrughna at last decided to return to Ayodhya. When Shatrughna came to the ashram of Valmiki, he was very respectfully received by the rishi and offered ample hospitality. While congratulating Shatrughna for killing the terrible demon Lavanasura, Valmiki smelled his head repeatedly out of great affection. After taking his meal, Shatrughna sat down to listen to Love and Kush recite Valmiki's composition of the Ramayana to the accompaniment of music. The poetic expressions were so enrapturing, and the description of Lord Ram's transcendental pastimes so vivid, that tears soon came to the eyes of Shatrughna. Even the soldiers became entranced while hearing the history, for they appeared to be reenacted before their very eyes there in the ashram of Valmiki. One listener exclaimed, "Oh, how wonderful is this reenactment! It appears as though we are dreaming. My dear Shatrughna, please ask Valmiki, who has composed this wonderful song?" "My dear soldiers, we should not question the rishi about this, because many wonderful occurrences take place in his ashram. So we should not be so astonished or express our curiosity unnecessarily." During that evening while resting, Shatrughna could think of nothing other than the sweet lyrics describing the pastimes of his worshipable brother, Lord Ram. The next morning, Shatrughna departed and soon arrived at Ayodhya. And upon entering the royal palace, Shatrughna saw Ram like a second Indra, surrounded by his ministers. Bowing before his elder brother, Shatrughna said, "Oh, my dear Ram, I have carried out your command and have killed that wicked Lavanasura. And since that time, I have been residing at Madhupuri. By your mercy, it has become extremely prosperous. Oh, my dear brother, I am most aggrieved, having lived in separation from you for these past 12 years. Therefore, I beg you to give me permission to now reside here in Ayodhya without going anywhere else in the future." Feelingly, Ram embraced Shatrughna. "My dear brother, you should not speak like this, for a heroic Kshatriya must not express sorrow or feel any inconvenience while living in a distant kingdom. It is the duty of a king to rule over his subjects according to religious principles. So, you will have to return to Madhupuri. But I hope, of course, you may visit Ayodhya from time to time to see me." "Oh, my dear Shatrughna, you are more dear to me than life itself. Therefore, please stay here for 7 days before setting out." And it was with a sorrowful heart that Shatrughna assented, and after spending the 7 days in Ayodhya, Shatrughna left for his own kingdom.